where Gage would pop in whatever blues or rock CD he'd received in that day's shipment. Or here, in Kevin's domain, where original, leather-bound classics were stocked alongside the latest best-selling thrillers and romances. But tonight, Nina felt a restless something that wouldn't be calmed by the blazing fire in the stone hearth to her left, or by the thick, white snowflakes swirling golden under the old copper street lamps she could see through the front window.
"I caught her browsing through the erotica titles in the romance section earlier," Kevin said.
Nina nearly choked on her latte.
"Ah, then that would explain it, wouldn't it?"
Gage asked, giving her a long, knowing look.
"She's in need of a good orgasm."
"And in search of one.
She'll wind up getting involved with the wrong man because she'll mistake the fundamental desire to mate for a relationship."
"What? Kevin Webber, you just did not use the word mate," Nina said.
"Better than screw, I think,"
Gage said, putting his guitar aside and resting his well-developed forearms on his jeans-clad legs. He shrugged.
"No matter the word choice, Kevin's right.
How long has it been since we decided to combine our stores? 2 years?"
"Three," Nina and Kevin said in unison.
"Yes, three. And in those 3 years, Kev here and I have watched you repeat the same cycle. First, there's all that wistful sighing and fidgeting."
"I do not fidget." Nina caught herself scratching her shoulder and stopped. Kevin sat forward.
"And there's the flirting with every half-decent-looking guy that comes through the front doors."
"I do not flirt with customers." The two men shared a glance. Gage chuckled and shook his head.
"And she makes her choice. She goes out on one date, then two."
Kevin took over.
"She sleeps with him. Thinks that now she's been intimate with the idiot, well, that constitutes a relationship. And she spends the next 6 months trying to make something work that never stood a chance from the beginning.
All because she wanted sex.
And then it takes 6 months of her swearing off men before the cycle starts back up all over again."
Nina gaped at them both. "That is so not the way it happens."
"Yes, it is,"
Gage told her. Kevin nodded. Nina put her cup on the coffee table and then crossed her arms over her chest, staring at them. Okay, so maybe they had a point. Maybe she was caught in some sort of vicious cycle that left her with exes stalking her from various areas of the bookstore, wondering what they'd done wrong. Only they hadn't done anything wrong. She had. She'd chosen men who held out zero hope of keeping her interest once the sex went bad. And it always went bad, didn't it? She'd jump into the relationship, hormones raging, and they'd spend the first few weeks mostly in bed. And then, slowly but surely, things would begin to cool off from there. Then, inevitably, would come the day when the hormonally charged air would clear. She'd look at the man across the breakfast table and finally see him for what he really was. And she would dump him. Okay, she wasn't as cruel as all that, but she would find a way to wiggle out of it with excuses such as the cafe needed more of her attention, or she was thinking about going back to school. Or she'd flat out say that they'd probably made a mistake and maybe they should think about dating other people.
"Good thing the three of us are just friends,"
Gage said.
"Or else she'd have kicked both of us to the curb years ago."
Kevin agreed. "That's only because I couldn't decide on which one of you to date, so I thought it would be a good idea not to date either of you." Nina grinned, finally getting the shocked responses she was after. Kevin Webber felt as though the neck of his white T-shirt had just shrunk 3 sizes, and he shifted the denim shirt he wore over it as he stared at the sexy blonde spilled over the couch like a satin sheet. "What?" she asked, with a wicked smile. "Surely you both knew I was attracted to you." She looked between them, and then her gaze settled on Gage. Kevin grimaced. In the past 3 years, he'd been in a constant state of lust where Nina Leonard was concerned. It was more than the clingy black pants and tight white tops she favored, showing her curvy body to perfection,